Midday Drive belongs to Whiteley, the radio show. If you missed what Gil said, it'll just be a rumor to you. Gil Whiteley, Denver comes here for the king of anecdotes. He's gone, I'm not so self-assured.
Now I find a gentleman and open up the doors. Help Mike's hot and Nikki's ready. Nikki Jabalop, the star of the new Denver Post podcast, In the Nick of Time with Nick Kosmider, Nick Grote, and Nikki Jabalop.
How long have you been waiting to use all that?
I used it at the end of the last segment.
Oh.
With Nick Kosmider. He said you guys might were thinking about a podcast, so I gave him Trip Nicks. And then at the end of the segment, I said, In the Nick of Time.
That's not bad. It's going to happen. The three Nicks are going to do a podcast. It's going to happen.
Trip Nicks.
Yeah.
But this. And for out of respect for the star, they should spell it with a K.
Well, I mean, I'm not gonna say that. You can say.
I can say. Yes, I can. I think I just did. I'm pretty sure. Nikki Jabalop, one of my favorite people in the media, and as a friend, a treasured friend, joins us. Oh. And you know, you got a little downtime here, or no? Does TMZ make your life more interesting?
It entertains me, that's for sure. I don't know that it makes it more interesting.
People go, why do you go there? I said, I go to TMZ Sports in the morning every morning. I get, because that's, you know, that's who's gonna break. They broke the Chauncey Billups. They broke the, it was just a, you know, when things. Anyway, let's talk about the Broncos. I'm gonna leave that there only because I don't want to put you on the spot.
Okay.
The Broncos. How's that? Because I've already.
That's a casual segue.
I've already banged that drum slowly. The Broncos broke. They got about a month off, and one of the messages to the troops was. And should be. We don't want to see you on TMZ. we don't want you getting in any trouble. And
yes.
I think that's a good message to leave these guys with, that the understanding, especially the young guys. I'm a Denver Bronco. I got money in my pocket for the first time ever. And it overwhelms some guys.
Yeah, and how could it not? I mean, you think, you know, coming into the NFL, I think people underestimate just how all-consuming it is for the first-year players. You know, they're thrown into the fire right away with not just the on-field stuff, trying to learn the playbook, trying to get up to speed in those first few weeks. They have a very limited time to learn everything, but it's all the outside stuff that can be very overwhelming, especially here, because the Denver Broncos, I mean, you're everything in Colorado, you know, no disrespect to the other professional athletes here, but the Broncos kind of rule, and you will be recognized. You're instantly famous. You have more money than you've had in the past.
I remember when I went from being an apprentice carpenter.
I
was making $5 an hour, and then all of a sudden I became a journeyman and joined and was put in a union. I passed all my carpenter tests and the things you need to do. I went to $9.40 a month. I had no idea how I could even possibly spend that much money. I can't even imagine what if you're
six other zeros.
They have unlimited, really, for right now, unlimited amounts of money. I don't care if you're a free agent signee. That's unlimited money to those guys. They got no idea how to spend it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's even the little stuff too. You know, a lot of these guys, they're kids, really. You know, they've known football. They're specialists in football, but they don't really know the life stuff. So they're learning to find, you know, apartments on their own, learning to, you know, pay bills for the first time. Meanwhile, they're also the biggest stars in Colorado. So it's a very unique experience, you know, and it's they're dealing with a lot of things that maybe college freshmen may have dealt with.
Yeah. 11 of the 13 draft picks last night in the NBA draft are 19 years old.
Yeah. Crazy, isn't it?
And that money is really stupid money. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. All guaranteed. You think about how much they get instantly. It's unbelievable.
That's Denver Post money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just like it. But I will say this, though, that the rookie class for this year, I really think it's a special group. And I don't say that lightly because I know that can be used
special
every year.
Help.
Everybody wants to say this group is the best, this group is the best. But there's something about this group where I feel like they really have their head on straight. I've been with a number of them kind of with community events multiple times over the last 3 weeks, and they get it. They really do get it. They understand the importance of being out there, of face time, of, you know, learning, you know, not just coming in here and expecting anything. So I think it's a really good group that LA got together.
I look at this and I see maybe 5 or 6 long-term Broncos with Bowles and Walker and Henderson. Yeah. I love the Jake Butt pick, and it looks like he may be ready at during part of this season.
Yeah, no, he looks good. I saw him yesterday at my Kaepernick camp, and he looks really good physically. You know, he just settled into his apartment here in Denver. He's going to stay here throughout the summer, and he looks like he's ready to get back out there. I know, you know, mentally he's eager to get back out there, but physically he looks good too. So we'll see where he is when camp opens.
Who are the guys and am I right about the guys I just mentioned being long term Broncos
in your mind? I will say this. I think the biggest one to watch, and I think you'll probably hear this from other people in the media too. I think the biggest one is DeMarcus Walker. I say that because I feel like he could have the biggest impact. You know, that line, the defensive line, was still kind of making up for the loss of Malik Jackson in free agency. And you know, because of injuries and other things, scheme even, you know, the run defense especially suffered last season, but it just wasn't where they wanted it to be, and certainly wasn't where it was in 2015. So I feel like DeMarcus Walker
has
a really big impact on the line.
Walker's going from a 4-3 edge rusher to being a 3-4 interior lineman. You know, he's not the guy that you can stretch out and put him on the outside in linebacker kind of coverage. So it's kind of a new position for him altogether.
Yes and no. But I also think he's a really smart player. And, you know, I think he's incredibly athletic. You watch him out there and it clicks. You know, we've only seen a little bit of these guys in OTAs, and there hasn't been much because there's limited contact, right? But you can kind of see it in him. He gets it. So he's just one to watch in my mind.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about Bowles and his maturity, because I think he's kind of straightened himself out the last couple of years. He said all the right things when he got in here. He's now taken ownership of being married, being a father, and you know, all the problems he had, all the schools, all the moving around. I think that, to me, that seems behind him. Is that a true story in your mind, or is he fooling us?
Well, I mean, we've known him for all of, what, 4 months by now?
I know him for 4 months.
He's been, honestly, the most impressive guy. And I think he's caught a lot of people by surprise, because if you go back to when he was first introduced at the Broncos headquarters, I feel like that his comments in that may have been the most impressive
I've
heard from a Broncos player, veteran, or rookie since I started covering the team. He understands his role. He understands what he has to learn. He understands what he needs to do. And I do think, you know, being a father, kind of being an older guy among the rookies, it helps him. A lot of people were quick to point out the negative and bringing on an older tackle just because the expiration life of an NFL player is relatively short. But I think maturity-wise, I think it's a huge advantage. And, yes, he has been through some stuff in life, and that too is an advantage. You know, he hasn't skated through. He doesn't think everything's going to be handed to him. He's had it bad. He's worked through it. He's made a lot of mistakes, and he's overcome them. So
I think that's all a positive. Life hasn't beat him and hasn't knuckled him under.
Exactly. And, you know, when I see him kind of out and about, you know, to me, he's like a kid in an enormous man's body.
Yeah.
But he's also mature enough to kind of understand what he should be doing, what he shouldn't be doing. So he's impressed me.
I just chatted with him briefly out there at the headquarters when he came in. And, I really liked him. But, yeah, he's a man-child, to say the least.
Yes.
Don't miss it. Trip next, Denver Post Podcast. Thanks, Nikki.
It's coming. I don't know when, but it's coming.
Let me be a guest. Talk to you later. Okay.